This is WBAA News. I'm Emily Seiberg. For Hoosiers spending their days inside for a stay-at-home order, spending time outside can feel especially important. But finding an activity that allows for social distancing is key. Birding can offer that balance. Every day around lunchtime, Roxy Easter heads out to her backyard in West Lafayette to look and listen for birds.
We have the blue jays. Off to the side, you could hear a phoebe. That's the eastern phoebe that's returned to the yard in the last week. That's a migratory bird that has nested in our yard for the last 3 years, which is great.
Easter has been birding for 7 years. She's not a trained ornithologist. She taught herself.
I heard an American goldfinch. That one always makes me smile. Song sparrow off in the distance. There it is.
Easter watches for birds and takes note of the details so she can identify indigo buntings and golden-crowned kinglets. She likes to double-check what she sees at places like the Cornell Ornithology Lab's website, which breaks down location and size and color. Easter keeps lists of all the birds she's seen.
And if you have binoculars, obviously utilizing those to kind of get a good look at what it is that's hopping around in the tree or singing that has caught your attention.
Easter also points out that if you don't have binoculars, you can just use your eyes to observe the natural world around you. Once you start paying attention, you realize birds are everywhere. That's especially true this time of year.
Spring migration is a crazy and fun time.
During spring migration, as birds fly through the country on their way to summer nests, Indiana birders, both experts and beginners, get to see a much wider range of species.
When it comes to the warblers coming in, there's so much variety as far as, you know, their sound that you kind of just have to get a good look at them to be able to hear their voice. Is how kind of I see it.
If you're feeling more adventurous and want to venture out of your neighborhood, there are still plenty of outdoor spaces you're allowed to visit. One of Easter's regular birding stops is Granville Sand Barrens in Tippecanoe County. We walk the half-mile trail around a field still brown from winter and into woods where bits of green are starting to sprout from the branches. Easter says if you're birding, a place like this sounds different than your backyard.
The plants that grow out here, the open space, the lack of disturbance by people. You still get people that will walk through and you'll flush some birds, but they'll come back to it. And there's not as much movement or traction in this natural area.
But remember, if you're new to birding, you don't have to make a special trip to a park. You can watch from your kitchen window or your front porch. And Easter says while there are birding groups people can join, for her, it's an act of solitude. And it can be for you, too. There's no need for a crowd. It really is as simple as standing still, listening, and watching what's around you. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.